Welcome to the Closet Mastery Course, creating a magical space where children love to learn. You are listening to Lesson 1, The 5 Rules of Engagement. Rule 1, Structure Time and Be Consistent. Your presenter is Mary Ann Johnson.
In this lesson, you will learn about the critical nature of having consistent, structured time. What structured time looks like and the pitfalls in not having structured time. So what is the definition of the closet? Simply put, it is a space where parents have put items that they think will inspire their children to further exploration and learning. Since this is a mastery course on how to create and use an educational tool called the closet, you would logically think that we would begin our discussion by talking about where the closet is located in a home and what goes in it. Parents always think that where the closet is and what is in it matters most. But that is just not so. There are 5 principles which make the closet work. I call them the 5 rules of engagement. These 5 rules apply in 2 ways. When you use them, your children will engage with the contents of the closet. You also have to engage with the rules in order for the closet to be effective. Hence, the 5 rules of engagement. If you pick and choose which rules to keep, you won't have the success you are looking for. They are the must-haves. Let me give you an analogy. The closet is like a fine car. The contents of the closet are the leather interior, bucket seats, seat belts, mini TV, fine radio, CD player, V6 motor, whatever it is that pumps you up about a car. It is all the things that you want in a car that make you want to get in and drive. But if your wonderful car has no wheels and no gas, you will soon tire of sitting in it waiting for something wonderful to happen. The 5 rules of engagement are the wheels and the gas to the closet. No matter how fabulous and loaded with materials the closet is, without the 5 rules of engagement, you aren't going anywhere. So let's talk about rule 1, which is structure time and be consistent. Structuring time is one of the 8 keys of great teaching as taught by Oliver DeMille in his book, Leadership Education, The Phases. We are prone to let everything come before school or family time, work, community, service, housekeeping, gardening, yard work, our hobbies, and a myriad of other things. To stop that leakage, we need to structure time for family and inspiration and then consider it fairly sacred. Now, just for some clarification here, I want you to know that in this course, I am going to refer to structured family learning time. For many of you who educate at home, it's homeschool, school time, kids school, mom school, whatever you call it. For those of you who educate in a different model, it could be once a week family night. It could be a time that you gather each night as a family. But for this rest of this course, I'm going to refer to it as structured family learning time. Now, I want to tell you about my friend Paula. She loved to write. She had done her research and she knew what the publisher she was interested in working with wanted. Through the years, Paula had had a few things published. But she was a mom with 6 children. She was a leader in her community and her church. She found it very difficult to find time to write. It was discouraging sometimes. Then one day she made a commitment to set aside a certain amount of time every day to write. It wasn't an exorbitant amount of time, but her decision was to be consistent, to guard that time well. It wasn't easy for Paula to keep that special writing time. Someone from church or the school would call and a conversation like this would ensue. "Hi, Paula, can we hold our presidency meeting Monday at 1? The time works for everyone." "I'm sorry, but I'm not free then." "Well, can you get free?" "No, I'm sorry, I can't. I'm working." "Gee, Paula, I didn't know you got a job. When did you start working?" "Well, I write at home." "Oh, I know that you write. Can't you do that later? We really need to meet Monday at 1. Paula had to say no to many people. Occasionally, she had to say no to her husband and her children. Well, an amazing thing began to happen for Paula. She began to have her stories and articles published. Now, Paula hadn't become a better writer, and she didn't magically understand better what was required. What changed was her focus. When you structure time and respect it, the focus changes and success happens. What you focus on is what you get more of. So structure time for inspiration and love of learning. One of my moms commented that having structured time helped them with their family's focus. This increased focus in what she and her husband are trying to accomplish in their homeschool has saturated into other areas of their family life. They had been having a family reading time in the evening, which everyone really enjoyed, but they had trouble being consistent. Once they began being consistent with their structured family learning time during the day, they began to be more consistent with their family reading time in the evening. This mom made the comment that just bringing her children home would not give her what she wants most. She has to create it. When you structure time, everything doesn't always go as planned. But if you hang in there and honor the time, it will all work out. Be flexible, be loving, be consistent. I had the privilege of sitting in on one of Jen's structured family learning times. It was in February and we had an unusual snowstorm, so I was running late. When I got to their home, I discovered that they were also running late. All of the children had colds. They had gotten up late and breakfast was still very evident. By the time she and I were ready, the children were all in the library. This was not where the family had their structured time. The children were fussing with one another. Each had a different book, and you could tell they weren't feeling the best. But Jen did not try to shuffle them all off into the room where they have their structured family learning time. She sat on a small bed off to one side and got out the book they begin their structured family learning time each day with, and she began to read. The children continued to whine and fuss, but one at a time they were attracted to her. She just kept reading, and soon all the children were gathered around her, raptly listening to the story. When she was finished, she shepherded them all into the room where they have structured family learning time, and they had a remarkable school day. I want to share another story that has a very different type of ending. I happened to be at my daughter's doing a job for her, and I saw their structured family learning time. They call it Kid School. Daylight savings had just begun. The 2-year-old had gotten up at 4 a.m. He wanted to help me clean the carpets, and because he couldn't participate the way he wanted to, he began to cry and scream. The 4.5-year-old, who has cerebral palsy, was mad that she couldn't help, and she began crying. That, of course, set the 10-month-old off. Jody said, "Let's have kids' school." Normally, this announcement brings shrieks of happiness and small feet jumping up and down. On this day, however, the crying just continued. So, Jody sat down in the middle of the floor and began singing the welcome song and passing out hats. This is how they start their structured time each day. The crying intensified. After about 5 minutes of effort, with the crying volume increasing, she just stopped. She gathered them all up and headed for the bedroom. She plopped them all on her bed, climbed up with them, and began nursing the baby and cuddling the other two. The 10-month-old and the 2-year-old fell asleep. And that was structured family learning time for the day. As I said, when you structure time, everything doesn't always go as planned. But if you hang in there and honor the time, it will work out. Be flexible, be loving, be consistent. Cedar, a 12-year-old in a family I have worked with, said, "I like having a time that is set. I like the closet. It's special. We have done this set time school longer than usual." Cedar's mom and dad have tried to have a structured time in the past, but they never stay with it very long. Oliver DeMille said, "No method of learning is effective without adequate time, and time takes structure. We need to structure in order to give adequate time and attention to learning, but the key is to structure the time, not the learning." So structure some time and then be consistent. Let me give you some tips as you consider how to structure this learning time. Just as in the story of the three bears, we don't always get it right the first time. One mom set 3 hours for her family structure time and then cut it to 20 minutes because she had an infant, a 2-year-old, and a handicapped 4-year-old. Another mom committed 2 hours and then upped it to 3 because her children, all over 8, wanted and needed more time. If you start and it isn't working, fix it. Making an adjustment is not a failure, it's just an adjustment. Here's your second tip. The closet is not structured family learning time. It's a tool that is used during structured family learning time to inspire your children, if they choose to use it. Because the closet is such an exciting tool and parents get so anxious for their children to use it, they often confuse it with structured family learning time. In every family I have mentored, we have had to go back to the beginning and talk about this one point. It isn't closet time. It is structured family learning time. Family time, school time, kid school, whatever you call it. And the closet is a tool used during that time. The closet is just one tool in your educational arsenal to create and inspire a love of learning atmosphere. On some days, your children might not use the closet. On other days, all of your children might find something they want to do in the closet. You may have a child who wants to play a game that isn't in the closet, or read a book, or cook, or any number of other possibilities. The closet is just one tool in your educational arsenal to create and inspire a love of learning atmosphere. Sometimes your learning time might be somewhere else other than home. Occasionally, your structured family learning time might be in the park, talking about how ducks swim, why they don't sink, what they eat. Maybe you've gone on a hike and are examining trees and bushes, flowers and weeds, and comparing them, dissecting them, or naming them. Maybe you visit a museum or the city water plant. You may possibly throw everything out the window and just play ball. Your structured family learning time is about inspiring and learning, not about a room and a closet. Your third tip is the not category. Structured family learning time is not friend time, not video time, not sit and look at your baseball cards time. Just about everything else is fair game. The fourth tip is this. Creation takes effort, time, and focus. Give it a few hours each day. Cut out superfluous outside activity and begin to enjoy your act of creation more. Making an effort to structure time can really free you. You'll be free from being too busy. You'll be free from the stress of feeling like you're robbing your family. You will be free from worry that you might not be doing all that you should. It is important to bear in mind that sometimes there will be intervening circumstances. Oliver and Rachel DeMille observed, "It is our observation that there are a high percentage of idealists and even perfectionists in the population that pursues leadership education. For their benefit, let us articulate that there will be intervening circumstances. These do not constitute failure, but opportunity." So what are some of these intervening circumstances? A new baby, a Shakespearean festival, the Olympics on TV, a sick neighbor who needs help several times a day. Dad is out of town and we decide to throw the schedule out the window. House guests come. A family purge or spring cleaning is taking place. Use these intervening circumstances as a jumping off place for learning something new. See them as opportunities, not interruptions. As the expert in your home, you have the prerogative to adjust the schedule. However, don't treat your routine lightly. Any deviation in your structured family learning time should be considered carefully. You decide when to deviate from the norm. So, what does structured family learning time look like in most families? Well, In most of the homeschool families I have worked with, it plays out like this or some variation of this. The family gets up and eats. Many families get organized, dressed, and get chores out of the way. Structured family learning time begins with an opening of some kind. In my daughter's family, they sing the welcome song and they all choose a hat to wear. For some families, it is a devotional with music, prayer, and reading from their spiritual canon. For others, it's a pledge, show and tell, organizing the day, or some combination of both. At some point, the parent reads to the children from a classic they have chosen. Reading time varies from 15 minutes to 1 hour or more, and from one chapter to a whole thin book. It is different for each family, and sometimes different each day. After that, in many families, they take turns reading in a classic the children have chosen. Sometimes mom or dad has a small lesson prepared on a subject that is of interest to them, that they want their children to know about. Then there is free study time. For children in core and love of learning, this is often play. Marie Montessori said that play was the child's work. The closet is really helpful for parents here because they can keep things on hand that they would like their children to play with, to learn about, and to engage with, or items that reflect the interest that their children are showing. They have a means to inspire their children. This free study time can last from 1 hour to more, depending on the family, and in my daughter's case, 20 minutes. This structured family time has a lot of different names. For those educated at home, it is often called school time or homeschool. On Sunday, it's at-home rest and worship time. In any family, it might be family time, either once a week or every evening after work and school, public or otherwise. When my children or grandchildren are staying with me, it's grandma or grandpa time. Structuring time applies to life. It's a principle. Whenever we have something that we really want to do, we structure time and make a commitment, or it doesn't happen, right? We sign up for a class in pottery, for example, so that we'll really do it. We make a running appointment with the hairdresser. We have a standing lunch date once a week with our husband. We have committed to attend church every Sunday. Possibly we meet as a family once a week for a lesson or an activity. However, if we don't actually commit to the structured time that we set up, then we find ourselves letting the world in and the thing we want the most being pushed out. So structure time for learning and inspiration, and then be consistent. So let's review what we've learned about structured time. Structure time and be consistent because what you focus on, you get more of. If you want your children to love learning, then you need to structure time and focus on helping them have wonderful experiences and opportunities to learn about what they are interested in. Just bringing your children home will not give you what you want most. You have to create it. When you structure time, everything doesn't always go as planned. But if you hang in there and honor the time, it will all work out. Be flexible. Be loving. Be consistent. If you start and it isn't working, fix it. Making an adjustment is not a failure, it's just an adjustment. If the closet is not, the closet is not structured family learning time. It is a tool that is used during structured family learning time to inspire your children if they choose to use it. Structured family learning time is not friend time, not video time, not sit and look at baseball cards time. Just about everything else is fair game. There will be intervening circumstances. View them as opportunities. Structuring time applies to life. It is a principle. Before moving on to lesson two, complete the thinking exercises and the to-do list in the workbook for this lesson.